Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. We are starting about the sixth line with the word Maisa. And today's office sponsor Eli Nishmas Marshmim Sarabas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing a substitute Kohen Gadol because something happened to the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara tells us Maisa B'Shem Ben Kimches. There's a story with Shem Ben Kimches. Shiyotzal Dabro Melch Haravi Erev Yom Kippurim Chashecha. Then he went to speak with the Melch Haravi. He was a non-Jewish king on Erev Yom Kippur as it was getting dark. Venitzit Sinar Shal Reikim Pev Al Begadov. And a stream of spittle came out of the king's mouth and landed on the Kohen Gadol's clothing with Tamasai, and it was Metam him. Because we know that the reik, the spit of a non-Jew, is metamei like zayiv, and so it means that Shimon wasn't able to be the kohen gadol. So menachas Yehuda achiv, Yehuda's brother came in, v'shimish tachto v'kuhuna, and he was the kohen gadol instead of him. And v'ras imon shnei bnei kohen gadolim b'yom echad, their mother saw two of her sons be kohen gadolim in one day. Now shiva banim hayu kimches, this kimches, the mother of these kohanim, she actually had seven sons v'kulam shim shivakuhuna gadolah, and all of them ended up being the kohen gadol at one point in time. And shalach chamim, the cham sent a message v'amru, and they asked her, mam asim tam yesh biyadech, what good deeds do you have in your hand that you were zech such a thing? So Amalhen, she told them, Yavay Eli, it should come on me. This is a very strong lashon, a lashon of shvua. Imro kairos basi saris reishi ve'imros chalukim yamai. If the walls of my house ever saw the hairs of my head or the hem of my garment in my entire days, meaning she was so modest that even when she was in private, the walls of her house never saw her hair, and she never lifted her garment above her, turning it inside out, so the walls of her house never saw the hem. And Amrin, they said, kol kimchaya kemach, all flowers flower, the kimcha de kimches, but the flower of kimches, obviously a play on words over here, because her name was kimches, soiles, her flower soiles, which is very fine flour. And v'karin Allah, they said about her the following pasuk: Kol kavud basmelch penima mimish mitzay zav levusha. Now, kol kavud basmelch penima over here is referring to a Yiddish woman who's sanua. She's penima. She's in her house. That's where her kavod is. She's very modest. And this chus of that is mishpitzay zav levusha, namely her children. Over here, referring to her sons, their levush, their garments are mishpitzay zav. That's another way of referring to the begadim of the kain gadol. Now, continue with the topic that we were discussing on the previous amud, namely a kain gadol that was mashuach, that he was anointed with the shemana mishcha, and we had mentioned that the mashuach, Mashuach Melchama, which was a special kohen that went out to war, he was Mashuach, he was anointed as well. So the Gemara tells us, Yachliya Mashuach Melchama, maybe Asir Seif HaShalai, you might think that Mashuach Melchama is allowed to bring the Asir Seif of the kohen Gadol that's Michas Chavitin brought every single day. That's because he's Mashuach. So the Gemara tells us, no, Tamalim, the Pasuk says, Tachtav mi banav. A more full quote of this Pasuk is, Vakain HaMashiach Tachtav mi banav Yasa Aisa. So what do we learn, Tachtav mi banav? That tells us, Es Shbinoi Oive Tachtav, maybe Asir Seif HaShalai, he whose son serves in his place, he's able to bring the Asir Seif up, but Yatz Mashuach Melchama, Shein Binoi Oive Tachtav, Mashuach his son doesn't serve in his place. Only the kahuna gedayla gets transferred from father to son if the son is roi, but Mashuach Mechama does not get transferred. No minayin l'mashuach mechama she'im b'no evit tachtov. How do we know that the son of Mashuach Mechama doesn't serve after him? Tamalim to that, the pasuk says, Yolbashim ha'kayin tachtov yibon v'gaymer, and a more full quote of the pasuk is, Asher yavai al ayol mayid l'sharis ba'kaydash. So what do we learn from here? Es yubal ayol mayid l'sharis ba'kaydash b'no evit tachtov. The one who serves in the ayol mayid, in the kaydash, referring to the kay gadol, so his son can serve in his place after him. Or is Yatz Mashuach Mechama? This excludes Mashuach Mechama. He doesn't come to El Mayid to serve in the Kaidash, so his son doesn't serve after him. We continue discussing this. How do we know that the Mashuach Mechama is able to be appointed as a Kohen Gadol, even though, as we've been saying up until now, he's not officially Kohen Gadol just because he's Mashuach, but still, if the position becomes vacant, we are allowed to appoint him as a Kohen Gadol. How do we know this? The answer to that is because the Pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar, Nugget Ha'yalem, Lefanim Hashem Imai, the Pinchas ben Elazar, he was a nugget over them. That means he was the Kohen Gadol. Lefanim Hashem Imai, Hashem used to be with him. So right away we see from his pasuk that Pinchas, who originally was the Mashuach Mechama, he waged the war against Midian. He became a nugget later on, meaning he acted as a kohen gadol. Now we should explain what this lashon of Lefanim Hashem Imai, Hashem used to be with him, and it comes out through a story. Rabbi Yosa kadahava bayil makantar Rabbi Rabbi Yosi. When Rabbi Yosa wanted to chepper Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi, this is when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosi got older and he wasn't learning with the full kaiches that he used to. So Rabbi Yosa wanted to chepper him and to maybe push him to be a little bit better. Hava amalei, he would tell him Lefanim Hashem Imai, Hashem used to be with him, quoting this pasuk about Pinchas. What does that mean? Lefanim imai bimei zimri micha bimei pelegish begiva loy micha. In the days of Zimri, which is the first time we see Pinchas acting out, he was zealous for Hashem. He had this kanos. We all know the story with Pinchas and Zimri. So he was meicha. He protested. Whereas in the days of pelegish begiva, which is many, many hundreds of years later, we see that Pinchas lived a very long time. He didn't protest, and that's what it means. Lefanim Hashem imai. Hashem used to be with him. In other words, so to say that Hashem was very proud of him, that he was protesting for the honor of Hashem, and that's somewhat of an encouragement to a person that even though he might have been at a very high level when he's younger, he should always try to make sure to push through and retain that high level when he's older. I think Mark continues discussing, how do we know that the Mashuach Mechama, when he's asked, meaning when he's wearing the Urim V'tumim, and the Urim V'tumim are asked for advice, how should Am Yisrael act in the war, so how do you know that he's wearing the Shemayna Begadim? So Rabba quotes Rav Chiya b'shem Rav Chiya b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. The Pasuk says, V'bigdei HaKadosh Asher La'aron Yiu Lebanav. Now the question is, Matam Lomer Achrav. Why does the Pasuk have to add the word in Achrav? It says Yiu Lebanav Achrav. Obviously, if believe they're for his sons, that means they're for his sons after him. So this word achrav is extra. It must be el gdula shel achrav. It's referring to someone great after him, meaning somebody who's great after the Kohen Gadol, namely the Mishloach Mechama. He wears the Shemayna Begadim. I mean, Anchu Avid Bishmaina. How do we know that when he does avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, he wears the eight Begadim? Again, this is referring to the Mishloach Mechama. So Rav Imi says, Rabbi Yechanan, the pasuk tells us, Ubeidi Akedash Asher La'arna Kohen Yu Labanov. So Matam Lemer Achrav. Why does it say Achrav? That tells us el gdula shel achrav, a position of gdula after the Kohen Gadol, namely the Mishloach Mechama, wears the Shemayna Begadim in the Beis Hamikdash when he serves. However, Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda told him, Imachal Yisi, I was with you when Rabbi Yechanan said this, and Loi Amar Oyved El Nishal. He didn't say that the Mishloach Mechama serves in the Shemayna Begadim, rather that he's asked of what to do regarding the war when he's wearing the Shemayna Begadim. So therefore we ask, Mahu Oyved, that's proper girsa, what does the Mishloach Mechama serve in? Which Begadim does he wear? So I see Rabbi Shai Mastisa de Bar Kapara min de Raima. Rabbi Shai brought a brisa from Bar Kapara of the south, Vitana, and he taught, Mechamayim the Cham said, Einu Kashra Lebi Shemayna Shal Kohen Gadol, Lebi Arba Shal Kohen Hedyet. He's not kosher to wear either the 8 of the Kohen Gadol or the 4 of the Kohen Hedyet. He can't wear the 8 of the Kohen Gadol because he's not a Kohen Gadol, but he can't wear the 4 of the Kohen Hedyet because we say Malan B'Kadosh V'Lo Meridin, and he already wore the Shemayna Begadim when he went out to war, so he can't go down and just wear the Arba Begadim. And our Rabbah, he continues discussing this, B'din HaYashay Oved Barba, really he should be allowed to wear the 4 Begadim, V'Loma Eina Oved, why doesn't he wear the 4 Begadim? Shalai Yu Ayrim, so that people don't say, Ra'inu Kohen Gadol Pa'am Oved Barba Pa'am Shu Oved B'Shmayna, we don't want people to be mistaken and say, we saw the Kohen Gadol sometimes serves with 4 Begadim, sometimes with 8. And the reason why we're saying that he served with 8 is because he was Nishal L'Shmayna at wartime, so people are going to be mistaken. However, Amar Rabbi Yonah asks on this, V'loimi b'fneim hu oived, V'loimi b'chutz hu nishal. Isn't this two totally separate places and times? When he's inside the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, so he's doing Avoida, he wears the 4 Begadim, and when he's outside at a time of war, that's when he's Nishal wearing the 8 Begadim, so how are people going to get mixed up? One's inside, one's outside. B'toim bein davar b'fneim l'b'chutz, they're going to be mistaken in regards to something like this? So the response is that yes, V'chir b'tarfen avin shall call Yisrael, Loita bein tekiyas hakel, tekiyas karbon. Didn't Reb Tarfon, who's considered the father of all the Yidden, he was one of the greatest sages of his time, didn't he make a mistake regarding the tekiyah by hakel and the tekiyah of karbon? We know that by hakel, which is Matzah Yishmita year, all of Am Yisrael gathers together in the Beis HaMikdash, and they blow chatzotzes, they blow trumpets, and they do the same thing by karbon sibur, and he got mixed up between these two. Where do we see this? Yodano Beis on top, Tetonim of Abraisa, the pasuk tells us, Ubnei Aaron Kehanim Yisku b'chatzotzes, the sons of Aaron the Kehanim, they blow chatzotzes. What do we learn from here? Tamimim v'loy balimumim. Dev Rabbi Kiva says they have to be tamim when they blow the chatzotzes. They have to be unblemished. They can't have a mum. However, Amar Reb Tarfon, Tarfon tells him, Akapech has banai, which is a very strong lashon. It's like a lashon of cursing himself. If I didn't see Shimon, the brother of my mother, who was lame in one leg, so that means that he was a bal mum. He was standing on Azara. He had his trumpet in his hand, and he was blowing. So you see, when the kahanim blow the chatzotzes, they don't have to be unblemished. So Amar Rabbi Kiva told him, maybe you only saw this at the time of hakel. The reason why it would be okay for the kohen to be a bal mum is because that's just an expression of simcha, of joy, and it's not considered avoida. Vani omer b'shas a karbon, but I said this at a time of karbon, which is like avoida, and therefore they have to be unblemished. And Amar Reb Tarfon told him, you're right, akapech has banai. He, so to speak, cursed himself again. Shaloi hitisa yiminu smile, that you haven't turned either to the right or to the left. Ani shereisi samaisa, I saw what happened, v'shachachti, and I forgot what the whole story was. V'ata dairu shumaskim al shmua, and you looked into it and you concluded exactly as it really was. Ha, kol aparish mucha, kaparish mechayov. Whoever separates from you, Rabbi Kiva, is like he's separating from his very life. We see very clearly from here that if Reb Tarfon can make a mistake between two things that are very clearly different, even regular people are able to make such a mistake. And that's why, going back to the discussion of the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishloach Mechama would not be able to serve with the Arba Begadim so that people don't make a mistake. And we continue discussing. The pasuk by Yom Kippur Avayda tells us, V'chibra kayna shiyimshach oisai. Now, Matam Aloymar, why does it have to say this pasuk? This entire pasuk is extra. It already discusses the kayin doing the Avayda Yom Kippur and bring back a kapara. So why have this pasuk? The answer is, Lefisha kol parsha amura ba'aron. Since this entire parsha of Avodah Yom Kippur is said specifically with Aaron, ainli al Aaron Atzmai, so I only know that the Avodah Yom Kippur is mutter just with Aaron HaKohen, minai l'rabbis Kohen Acher. How do we know to include that another Kohen Gadol is also able to do the Avodah Yom Kippur? Tamalema, so the pasuk says, Asher Yimshach Oisai. Now, ainli al Mashiach B'Shem HaMeshcha, I only know a Kohen who is anointed with Shem HaMeshcha could do the Avodah Yom Kippur. Hamaru Begadim Minayin, how do we know if the only way is a Kohen Gadol is because he's wearing the eight Begadim, he's also allowed to do the Avodah Yom Kippur? Tamalema, so to that the pasuk says, Vasher Yimali Es Yadai, and minai l'rabbis Kohen HaMismane, how do we know to include even a Kohen who's just appointed, which means he's not even wearing the Shemayna Begadim, he's just a substitute of the main Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur who got some sort of psol, and this must be referring to a situation where the Kohen Gadol got a psol after bringing the Tamid Shel Shachar, and the next Avodah which is supposed to be done is only done in the special white Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, but not Shemayna Begadim. I know the substitute Kohen Gadol, who right now is not going to be wearing Shemayna Begadim, that he's allowed to do the Avodah Yom Kippur. The answer is Tam Leimer, V'chi Parah Kohen, kohen, and a kohen means any kohen who's supposed to be doing the avodah. Now the question is b'mahu mismane. So this kohen gadol, their substitute one, how is he actually officially appointed? So Rabban de Kesaran say b'shem Ruchi bar Yosef b'peh, verbally they simply tell him go do the avodah, and that's his official appointment of being the kohen gadol. And Arab Zairi tells us hada amra, this teaches us shemanim zakein b'peh, that we can officially appoint a zakein just verbally, and we don't have to give him smicha. And Amar Ruchi bar Ada, he tells us masnisa amra kein. We learn this from a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah in Edios where the Chachamim argued with the Kavi ben Mahalalel, and they told him chazar b'chavar b'advarim she'isa omer. If you retract those four things that you're saying, minascha abezin, we're going to make you the abezin, which is mashma that all he has to do is retract them and automatically becomes abezin even without smicha. So that tells us that even verbal designation and appointing is perfectly okay. And we got halacha yira aleph. We have another Mishnah that has ein beins. Ein bein b'magdela b'magtana. There's no difference between the b'magdela b'magtana el psachim except for psachim. Now let's explain this. We know that we have the Mishkan in the Midbar and the Mishkan in Shiloh for 369 years and the Beis HaMikdash. During those times, you were only allowed to bring a carbon to these places. However, there were certain times where the Mishkan was temporary. For example, in between the Mishkan Shiloi and Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan was temporarily set up in a place called Naiv, and afterwards a place called Givayin. And over there, it didn't have the official status of the Mishkan. It was called the Bama Gedaila, or other times it was called the Bama Tzibur. And at that point in time, certain carbonos were brought to the Bama Tzibur, the Bama Gedaila, but people were also allowed to make Bamas Ketanes, small Mizbechas, private ones on their roofs or in their backyards, and that was also okay. You could bring a carbon there as well. So that's what Mishnah is telling us. There's no difference between the Bama Gedaila and the Bama Ketana except for Psachim, meaning the carbon Pesach had to be brought in the Bama Gedaila. It couldn't be brought on everyone's private Mizbechas. And Zakal, this is rules as Mishnah, cultural neither of Nidav, anything which a person can either vow to bring or just simply donate on his own, carbon Bama, that can be brought on a Bama Ketana in his backyard Mizbech. But something that's not able to be promised or donated is a Chiv that has to be brought in a carbon Bama, it can't be brought in Obama. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Avad Talas Shinu Palag Deloy Nachas LeBeis Vada. Rabbi Yochanan for 3.5 years didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Why not? Minsara, because of pain. He was distraught over the death of his brother-in-law Rish Lakish, and he simply didn't come to the Beis Medrash. But at the end, Chamar Blazer Bechelme, Rabbi Blazer saw in a dream that Lamachar tomorrow Sinai Nachas Sinai, which is a reference to Rabbi Yochanan, he's going to come down Machazus Chan Mila, and he's going to be Machadesh. He's going to teach a Chiddush to everyone. And sure enough, all Rabbi Yochanan came up Va'amar Kumei, and he said in front of everyone, Me'echan Kashat HaKoshet Hazeh, how do we know this truth? Shetehei Avoida B'Bechairis, that before the Mishkan was built, the Avoida was done with the Bechairis. There's a Mishnah B'Feirish in Maseches Vachem that tells us that before the Mishkan was set up, so Bamas were Mutter, and Bechairis did the Avoida, the firstborns. It's only once the Mishkan was set up, so you were not allowed to bring a carbon on a private Mizbeach, and the Avoida switched to the Levium. So the question is, how do we know that Bechairis did the Avoida beforehand? The answer is, Manadein Kroya from the following Pasuk. It says, in regards to Mitzrayim, Ki li kol Bechair b'yom ha'kosi kol Bechair b'etz Mitzrayim v'goymer, for all Bechairis are to me on the day that I struck the Bechairis of Mitzrayim. And except the pasuk says, "B'chol lehei Mitzrayim es ha'shvatim v'goymer," and with all the gods of Mitzrayim, I will mete out justice. And the firstborns of Mitzrayim were treated as gods. And when Hashem struck them down, He then took the firstborns of the Yidden to, so to speak, be in their place. They're the ones that were doing the avoda again up until the Mishkan, which is where it then went to the Levium. The question is, "Kadem lechein mahayu oisin?" Before then, what would they do? The assumption and understanding right now is that even before Mitzrayim, the Bechairis, the firstborns, used to do the avoda. The question is, how do we know this, and what would they do the avoda in? The answer is, the pasuk tells us, "Vatikach Rivka's bigday Esav benah hagadol hachamudais asher ita babayas." Rivka, she took the begadim of Esav, her older son. These begadim were chamudais; they were cherished begadim, and they were with her in the house. And we know she gave these begadim to Yaakov Avinu. That's what we went to Yitzchak with when he ended up taking the brachas from Esav. Now the question is, "Mao hachamudais?" What does that mean? These begadim were chamudais; they were cherished. The answer is, "Shayim mishamish b'gun gadayla," that he used to use them as the kohen gadol. He was the bechor, so that's what he used to use them for. However, now Amar Rabbi tells us the pasuk says, "Shavar Hashem." Hashem has broken the staff of the wicked. What's this telling us? Elu ha-bechayrais. This is referring to the firstborns. She'ekrivu le'egel t'chila. They were the first ones to serve the egel, and that's when they lost their status and went to the Levium. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss Bamais. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.